It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
Al and Jennifer Lipke from Hibbing, it's their anniversary today. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you know what the 49th anniversary gift is, Al?
What about the 49th?
There's a traditional
What is the 49th? I have no idea.
Well,
no idea.
It's a little bit better than Heidi's. Heidi's is wax. Yours is copper.
Copper.
Yeah, maybe a nice copper necklace or, you
How
know.
About a Moscow mule? How
yeah,
does that sound?
I was thinking the same thing. Jennifer likes Moscow mules.
There you go.
Well,
but not for breakfast.
Right. Well, it's your anniversary. You maybe could splurge. So have you guys had your breakfast yet?
No.
Coffee.
We had coffee.
Okay. And what will you have for breakfast?
Go ahead, Jennifer.
Eat differently.
Oh.
I eat yogurt with a little bit of granola and fruit. In the winter, we always have grapefruit as long as it's in season, but that's over. So now we're working on melon or berries.
Okay. And Al?
Yeah, I make myself some hot cereal, enough to last me about a week. And I mix together wheat berries, what the kids call bird seed, mm-hmm. which is the cereal from up at Cook. And I mix together that along with some dried fruit, chopped up apples, chopped up apricots, et cetera, raisins, craisins, et cetera, and mix that all together, cook it up so that it's all done, and then refrigerate the containers. And then have a little bit of that each day for about a week. Add it with a little bit of milk.
Okay.
And so it's a mixture of about three kinds of hot cereal along with fruit.
Do you heat it up?
It's a process.
It's a process.
No kidding.
And in between, we'll have sourdough pancakes. We started a sourdough starter when we got married 49 years ago. And so we still like to do the sourdough pancakes. And occasionally a hot cereal, occasionally an egg omelet or whatever. But those are the standards. That's just my standard go-to.
So when you eat the bird seed, do you warm it up?
Oh yeah. We cook it. That's added too. About a fourth of a cup of bird seed, about a fourth of a cup of cracked wheat, about a fourth of a cup of wheat berries. And then maybe a cup or a cup and a half of regular oatmeal.
What I meant was, do you heat it up in a microwave before you have it
each morning?
Oh, yeah.
It comes out of the refrigerator. I heat it up in the microwave.
Nice.
Add some milk to it.
How many seconds on the microwave?
Oh, boy.
Well, you know, it runs about a minute and a half.
Okay.
And then sometimes it's hot enough and sometimes it isn't. So then you have to tack on another 30 seconds. But 2 minutes probably, plus or minus, whatever.
He's not as nuts as you are, John.
No.
John's got all these, he can't ever have a...
I can't have a perfect number. It'd be like, for in my case with you, it'd be like a minute 27 or a minute 23 or 30.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a problem, I understand.
Yes.
You didn't have to say that, Jennifer.
Okay, so 49 years ago today, what was your wedding like?
Okay, Jennifer, go ahead. You're good at this.
It was a simpler time, I'd say. But we got married at my family's church in the Twin Cities, and there was family and friends. Al's from a farming community, and so we had to get married early enough in the day and have a short reception so that people could get home to do chores.
Wow.
Did Did you go on a honeymoon?
Pardon?
Did you go on a honeymoon?
Very brief. We, Alan and I were working, or going, Alan had started already at the, on the Gunflint Trail, so we had to, it was a lodge and canoe outfitting, and we had to be fast. There was not much of a honeymoon. A little bit of time to come to Hibbing to look for a place to live for the fall.
I have to admit, you don't hear cuckoo clocks, so was that a wedding gift?
Oh, no. One is mine from my parents I had at home, and one is Alan's family's.
They're synchronized.
So what brought you to Hibbing?
Work.
Yeah, I taught school at Hibbing High School for 34 years. That was my first job. And so I taught science here, seven different subjects, 7th grade science, 8th grade science, 9th grade science, 10th grade biology, microbiology, astronomy class. We started a Minnesota geology class because kids didn't know anything about the iron mining business. And so it was fun doing different topics.
Did the grandeur of that school ever get old?
Oh, no, not really. Not really.
What?
No, I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what I was walking into when I interviewed here. And Bill Law was a principal at the time and came down and pushed the front door open. And I walked in and my mouth must have been bouncing off my, you know, chest. My, you know, I walked in and looked like, you know, kind of some kind of museum rather than a high school.
Yeah, how about the first time you went into the auditorium, for goodness sakes?
Oh, yeah, well, I got a tour that first day. It was, it was something else. Hmm. You always tell who the locals are when they come to a program at the high school. They just walk in and sit down. And if they're a visitor from someplace else, then they're looking at the ceiling, they're looking at the floor, they're looking at the lights, they're looking at this, that, and the other thing, and it's fun to see that.
My favorite part of the Hibbing High School auditorium is the fire extinguisher box.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And the leaded glass doors.
Yes, yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's not very often when you there's an emergency and you need to break some Tiffany glass to get at the fire extinguisher.
So you guys have plans for your anniversary?
Enjoy our yard.
There we go.
Yeah, we'll be home.
Yeah, I hear you. Same here. So
we have a cabin on the Gunflint up where I used to work and where we used to work until we might head up there next week.
Oh, nice. So what makes you guys listen and support KAXE, KBXE?
I like the variety of the news, especially the native news. It gives me a different perspective of what's going on in the world. So that's my what I look forward to. And the phenology is always so interesting to us because we live to watch the birds and the outdoors.
Al, how about you?
We have a rose-breasted grosbeak that's at this moment eating from our feeders, and that's a real treat for me.
Did you have any Baltimore Orioles this year?
This spring.
Okay.
They always attempt in the spring to eat from the hummingbird feeders, but I think they are elusive for us.
There. Al, you got anything to say about KAXE and KBXE?
I'd like to add the Laura Erickson program. Her little five-minute talk is so fantastic. You had her on for an interview a couple of days ago, and that on Tuesday. And and I know her personally, so she's something else. She is a gift to the to the area, to the environment, et cetera.
Yeah, absolutely. We second that. Now, for being on What's for Breakfast, you can get
Homestead Mills.
Right.
Is
this
our
is going to add to his. The bird seed.
I'm not even going to mention Wild Rice Pancakes because you already use Country Blend cereal, right? Or do you want to go crazy and get the Wild Rice Pancakes?
Well, boy, we buy the Country Blend cereal over in Virginia. Yeah. And they even have it now down at the Wedge down in Minneapolis, but of course you haven't been there. I don't know. Jennifer, you make the call.
Oh, not me. You're the breakfast guy.
Okay, so
I know what I liked for breakfast.
So we know exactly what the Country Bend cereal is like, so we should do the pancakes.
All right.
Sounds
okay.
Good. Al, Jennifer, happy 49th anniversary to you. Thanks for being a part of KEXE, KBXE.
Yeah, and happy anniversary to you, Heidi.
And Al, maybe you could go out in the garage and find something that's made of copper and maybe whip something up for
Jennifer. Oh, yeah, make
Jennifer.
A little ring.
Maybe a little necklace or
yeah,
a ring.
I could strip off some copper wiring and make a ring for her.
There you go.
Do it. Thanks, Al. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yes, we'll be friends.